This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Get a focus on real radio, shall we? It's 7 after the hour. And this is the overview of what's going on in the News Talk radio business. And that's why we call it News Talk Review. It's the stories, the charts, if you will, for the week of January 15th to the 19th in this circumstance. But every week at this time, get together with some well-known broadcasters. In this case, Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, along with me. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, who has had legendary years with me working on the air. Legendary. He's legend. And speaking of legends in his own mind, Joe Crummy is here, among other things, has a, use the word story. He has a storied career in News Talk broadcasting, lots of great station call letters behind his name. Right now he's doing a daily podcast called Evil Thoughts. So Mr. Evil is here. That sounds like, what's that from the Mike Meyer movie? Wasn't there a
Dr. Evil.
That's it. Yes, he could be Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. It's great to be with you. Thank you. Thanks.
And the Evil Weevil. Here he is. Okay, so let's go through the stories. The usual at number 10 having to do with sports talk radio. I don't think there was anything this week that happened in the world of sports that was really notable. Was it? I mean, the Belichick Brady thing was put to bed last week. Is there anything else?
That New Orleans Vikings game was the big talk of football this week. Just unbelievably, if you're a New Orleans fan, heartbreaking last 10 seconds. So, but I'll tell you what, extreme props to Marcus Williams, the defender for the Saints who gave up that touchdown in, with 10 seconds left. Most guys walk into the, not most guys, a lot of guys will walk into the locker room, tell the press to beat it, I don't want to talk to you. Or if they do talk to the press, have an attitude. Mm-hmm. That guy stood there and took it like a man and just was humble.
Cam Newton could learn a few things from
him. Newton could learn a whole lot from him.
Yep.
Doug, he stood there and just was said, it's my fault. If I do that again, I shouldn't be playing football. I'm going to learn from it. I just mistimed it. But he made no excuses, and it was so good to see. And I was like, that guy is a role model. That's somebody I'd want my kid to go, that guy's pretty cool.
That's sportsmanship.
That is sportsmanship.
You know, this a lot of things that are going on in the NFL make it into this show that The Rock is in. It's on HBO called Ballers.
Yeah.
For whatever the reason, I have found myself fascinated, and I don't want to miss an episode. I watch it whenever I'm on a plane. There are usually a couple of episodes updated in the catalog, so I look for it, and I want to see whatever episodes I haven't seen, I want to see. It's a great story about, and some of the
things
that
come in. So if you get too far behind, do you go book a flight, or do you just, I mean, we can help you figure out how to watch
it
at home.
This time of year, I don't have to book a flight just to see it. I'm just on a plane two or three times a week going here to there, mostly east to west and back again. But the it's really interesting. I remember with the old Law and Order shows, it was stories ripped out of the headlines.
Right.
Well, if you follow the NFL and you follow the themes that are prevalent of expansion and things that go on in the personality department and how the inner workings are in the offices and that kind of stuff, it's a really, I don't know anything about football and I really don't care, but I'm interested and intrigued in the football stories that are part of the way this thing is put together. It's a very clever, very well-crafted show. So if you haven't seen it and you're interested in football, Ballers is probably, and there's something in it for men and women. You know, as we started this discussion, you were talking about the guys. And so, Victoria, I wonder, because your husband is very, very involved in the sports radio business. Mm-hmm. So, and you're around it all the time. One wonders when Richie says something like the guys in reference to the assumption that there are more men playing in this pool than women. What do you think?
Well, that's accurate. There are a lot of female fans of all different sports, but we just don't seem to get that much attention compared to the men. But
why?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Women buy. Women, they, the people that are producing these shows for television and radio need to have women listeners because women make most of the decisions on what to buy.
They do, and but that's one of the things that so many people get wrong on the the management end and from, you know, advertising and sales and stuff on the radio and TV side. They don't really. It's very weird to me. It's always
it
been
is.
Weird.
Yeah,
they kept that show. This is slightly off topic, but that show, The Chew, which is on ABC, it's a nothing of a show. But they literally kept it because the soap operas are gone, and they needed a place to put all those advertisers to sell soap. I mean,
you're crazy.
What
have you guys watched the Super Bowl in the last decade?
No,
okay,
I don't give two names about
6 hours of backstories that is nothing but geared to telling, and just like the Olympics. Same thing. All it is backstories to tell you about their family and how they grew up.
In the
how
Super
they
Bowl?
Yeah. The Super Bowl.
The shows that lead up to the Super Bowl.
With backstories. And it's all programmed at women. The whole Super,
well,
Bowl,
the Super Bowl
is programmed at women.
Because
the commercials,
women, right.
the halftime show,
right.
the backstories of the players, how the teams struggled to get wherever it was. The whole thing is programmed at women. They could care. They know men are going to watch. They could care less because they know they've got that. They want to program it to women.
Well, I think maybe the Super Bowl might be an exception then. Although I haven't seen any of the backstory stuff that you're talking about. I usually just watch
the
games
at
halftime.
Tune in at noon on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, well, who does that?
And
that's 8 hours of
programming.
A lot of
people will see. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's, well, I think you're right about the Olympics, too. There are all. Come on, let's get to the activity. You know, let's hear the story of Popo Peru, or whoever it is that's being described, the family. Like Popo grew up in this rural community in the middle of nowhere in Utah.
Exactly. Oh, a real person.
Log cabin.
Right. Oh, lost her parents at age 2.
Yeah,
and
right.
Was
that's
raised
right.
by goats.
Yeah,
and
right.
It,
yeah.
It's a miracle.
And broke her third toe when she was 15.
Dripping with sympathy. All of you. Jeez.
Okay. All right, let's keep moving here. I want to, speaking of sympathy, I have sympathy for those who do not get a good night's rest. And so the way to fix that problem guaranteed is to go buy MyPillows. Become a MyPillow customer. If you haven't, pretty much everybody here has had their MyPillow. They've gotten one or they've gotten two. I bought 8, as a matter of fact, at Christmas time to give to people who are close to me. And many of the people who have been close to me over the years have gotten these MyPillows because I've been talking about them for at least a couple of years. Not just the pillows themselves, but all the things that they have on catalog that you can find at MyPillow.com. And when you use the code DJV, you'll save 50% on everything. You'll buy one premium pillow at the regular price, get the second one free. You'll buy pillows, you'll buy sheets, you'll buy dog pet beds. You have all kinds of, the collection is very broad at MyPillow.com. So start out by going there, looking around, buy the pillow first, because that's what you need first. We all need a good night's rest, and we need good pillows for that. So that you buy one, get one free, is extended till the end of the month. And then there are other things that are there. All have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you got 60 days to send it back. You buy one item and pay for it at MyPillow. Get the second one free, and it's guaranteed for 60 days. So if you don't like it, you send it back. And that couldn't be the case very often because they wouldn't have 1,500 people working around the clock to make pillows to satisfy the orders if they were no good. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and stop your tossing and turning around at night. Buy the sheets, buy all the things that you'll... there's a luxuriating that goes on in this arena with the great... the feel of fresh, new sheets is fabulous. And the pillows, you can wash them, you can dry them, you can keep them... you set them before you go to bed. Set them to your neck and your head and what you want for the cushion when you put your head down on the pillow to feel like. It's that good. So, again, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of all the special deals. Use the promo code DJV.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, it's 17 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, overviews of things that have been big, the top 10 items that Talkers Magazine does the research on every week and gives us the list. So we're at number 9, the story of Martin Luther King Day, which was last Monday. I don't know that I have anything really more to say about it. I think what my point is every year with this quote-unquote holiday and President's Day is that it's an outrage that so many people don't know anything about Martin Luther King that are coming along. They don't know about the story. They don't know the history of black and white relationships in our country. They know about the Civil War, maybe, but that's all they know. They don't know about what was required of black men and women in the service. Couldn't use the same latrines. The United States Armed Services did not allow blacks to use the same toilet facilities as whites. And that didn't get changed until Eisenhower became president in 1954. So there are things that become ancillary conversations about Martin Luther King. There were, I think the daughter of Martin Luther King said that he'd have been nothing without Coretta Scott King. And then there was the usual, what you'd expect from his son, to do an anti-Trump tirade. So, you know, there was good and bad that came out of it. But not having school these days, when this is a real teachable moment, that's very important, I think, to our future. Getting along, I think, is an outrage because nobody pays any attention. Who the hell cares it was Martin Luther King's birthday? You go to the store and you buy a new car or you buy a bed or there's a special sale. For Martin Luther King Day only, come get your sheets. You know, it's nonsense. It is. That's all it is. That's all it means to most people. Instead of having school and keeping kids and spending the whole day talking about what not only what he meant, but, you know, Eisenhower really started it with the Little Rock integration and his confrontation with Orville Faubus, who was the governor of Arkansas at the time. And that whole story, I remember that when I was in fifth grade. So, you know, go ahead. You were going to say something, Joe.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, I second that emotion, everything you're saying. You know what? I always like to talk about it. I usually wait till Elvis's birthday to talk about civil rights and that kind of stuff. But I always like to talk about the role of rock and roll and pop music with regard to integration in the United States, because I don't think a lot of people really think about that. We're on the radio, and, you know, talking about the DJs, that guy in New York City, who was that, Alan Freed?
Yeah,
all these guys that really put themselves on the line to play black music on white stations, and they took a hell of a lot of heat for it, too. And the whole notion of rock and roll being sort of the intertwination, if I may make up a word, of country music, which was primarily white, and then black blues and boogie woogie, put it together. That's how you get rock and roll. And I think that's an interesting story that never gets told.
Boogie woogie, what a great term that is, isn't it? Got the boogie woogies. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown Review.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, talk radio review with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, the late great Joe Crummy is here.
Evil.
And,
oh, yeah.
And the late great. All right, I like to have fun with Joe because he's a good tease. All right, let's get to the stories. We've spent a lot of time on the DJV show this week talking about the family in California, those 13 children that were captive, and then almost in the same breath, Larry Nassar and his foolishness, if that's the right word for it, it's probably worse than that, with all the Olympians, these creeps, these people. I'm going to quickly give you my take on it, then let's go around the room here. The idea that these people are normal or that they should be treated or prosecuted in a normal way, it doesn't seem to hold with me. These people are insane. By definition, they're insane. And the way that they've treated people is, by definition, an example of insanity. So what do you do with them? Do you take them all back and shoot them? Do you put them in jail to keep them away from their children? Do you put them in a mental institution? What do you do with them?
It's a great question. A mental institution leaps to mind, but realistically, starving your kids or abusing your kids, how long of a jail sentence would that actually be?
Does it do any good to put you in jail other than to keep you away from the kids? It's not going to really have them. These people are crazy.
But that's exactly my point. If they get,
put them in jail for life.
Do you think they're going to get life? Really? Do you think they will?
Get them off out of society. Yeah.
You think about the kids. I mean, I don't even.
You're not doing anything to rehab them because they're insane. So you're just putting them in a closet somewhere to get them out of the way instead of taking them out back and shooting them. That's all it is.
The reason I ask about the jail sentence is because I would be afraid that they could get out of jail and then claim that they've been rehabilitated and then still have some of the minor children.
No. So that's why you do a
risk test. Or visitation or anything like that.
You throw away the key.
I hope that happens. Yeah. I'm just worried that it won't.
So you agree with, should Larry Nassar be thrown in jail and throw away
not everybody who Larry Nassar is?
Larry Nassar is had been an Olympic, he's a doctor, been an Olympic physician. And apparently, I don't know how many women, I've lost track.
At least 140.
Right? Hundreds, yeah. Hundreds. He molested or somehow or other did the dirty with when the Olympic Games were going on in any number of years.
And
so
Michigan
at least 100 of them have come forth, right, and accused him. Isn't there 100 or more?
I thought it was more than that. Yeah.
It's more than that. But I think 140 have issued actual statements.
Yeah. So that's his story. Thank you, Richie, for asking, because there's sometimes an assumption that people actually know all of these names and know all of what is going on here. Most everybody, I think, knows about the 13 children in California, don't you think?
I think that's everywhere.
Not everybody does.
No, but now they
do. The Turpin family. I don't know how the kids move forward.
You know what I say?
I don't get that at all. I mean,
where were the neighbors? Right. I mean, I understand the aunt and uncle were half a country away and tried to talk to the kids.
Well, how about the mother? Turpin's, I was reading about Turpin's, I guess the father's, this guy, if you can call him a father, that he had a mom. She's 81. She was saying they were good Christians. They were nice people. She's 81. You think, why wouldn't good she Christians know? I mean, I don't get it. None of this.
She probably didn't see the kids. Because the sister, the one sister of the mother, whenever she did see the kids, which wasn't very often, she would always comment on how little and skinny they all were and how malnourished they looked.
There you go.
You know, that kind of a comment, Joe, is what gives Christians a bad name. There are these people who hide behind their moralism that is phony, hide behind their religion, which is fake. Mm. And you know, he was a good Christian. How the hell do you know that he was a good Christian? What is a good Christian?
Well, she was the mom. Nonsense. That's what she was saying. You know?
Okay.
They were
so let's see.
They called each other sweetie. 13 kids.
Yeah.
They called each other sweetie. That's what the mom was saying. They were very. And then there was other news this morning. I saw that they lived in Texas prior to this, and they had pictures of a house in which they had lived. That the people who bought the house for them 17 years ago, and it was filthy and disgusting. But I play with houses a lot. I've seen that a lot. So I didn't, you know,
what filth? Yeah, having rehab houses. You can see some horrible stuff. And you take a house. Yeah, there's plenty of that. You're right, Joe. It's 28 after the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care, Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, the North American Car of the Year will be chosen at this year's North American International Auto Show on January 15th in Detroit, Michigan. The final three nominees' favorite is the Honda Accord, which gets some much-improved driving dynamics. Nominated is the Kia Stinger, which has dynamic looks, driving characteristics, and style. The final nominee is the Toyota Camry, America's best-selling car for the last 15 years. The Camry gets significant updates for 2018. They are all American top sellers. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's News Talk Radio time. I'm Doug Steffen with a panel of experts when it comes to conversation. Every week we try to get together at least a group of us to bring the focus on to what's been the big item or what are some of the big items this week in terms of News Talk stories and the people who are being discussed. And so Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy and Rich McFadden and I are going to spend a moment or two on the Hawaiian false alarm. The radio stations there are all grousing and wondering, oh, what in the world could we do about this guy who pushed the button? And he's been reassigned, and everybody says, hey, reassigned to what? What reassigned? Why isn't he fired? What? And why did he have the job in the first place under the circumstances?
You know what they were doing that I thought was really funny? They had the governor on, and then they had his, I guess the guy that runs Hawaii Emergency Management. It was really kind of interesting. I loved how they played pass the buck, aloha style. I remember that one day it happened. It was really funny because the guy stands up and he goes, well, it's my fault. I'm taking responsibility. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you didn't even do it. I mean, what kind of a sleazy quick move is that? You know, yeah, I'll take responsibility. Of course, we all know you didn't do it. And I'm thinking, well, who's the guy that did it? Well, we don't know. We're not going to tell you who that is.
who implemented the system where one guy can tell everybody on...
Why did it take 34 minutes? It's one thing, I mean, if you hit the button and all of a sudden, I mean, you have your own phone, aren't you getting the alert too? And you go, oh, I guess I made a mistake, I better do something about it. No, I think I'll wait, I'll get some coffee, I'm on break right now, we'll fix it later.
Well, the actual... Did you see a screenshot of the actual text message that Hawaiians received?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It just says, it's like, take shelter immediately, this is not a drill. Like, it is terrifying.
And then you go, you drive around the highways around the islands and the big signs are on the side, those electric signs that they put up when you're seeing, when you're about to get to road work or some other thing.
You are about to be nuked.
Well,
then it says alarm is over or something like that, and it seemed to minimize the whole thing. It's got to have been scary as hell for a lot of people.
Well, the thing, the alarm is over, I'd go, well, did they miss us? Where did it land? I mean, go, no,
yeah, their aim's not good.
Hello.
Right.
Exactly. Where did it land?
Right.
That's what I'd be thinking, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, the North Koreans have, and people, I think you just said, Joe, a little while ago, or somebody said that Trump was responsible for the North Koreans getting together with the South Koreans as they prepare to carry the flag together to the Olympics. And I guess there's a lot of outrage about the flag, and I'm not sure whether that's coming from North Korea, where people are really not happy at all about what is transpiring. How do we read this? Under the circumstances, there is a nice... we always want to have a rapport. And now, but there's always going to be somebody who can find fault with whatever is going on. And so I saw this big headline that sources say the South Koreans are very upset because they don't want to have that flag represent them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
I can see that.
Hey, that guy's a nut. I wouldn't want him to represent me either.
He's evil and bad, and we don't want to be associated with this guy. I mean, he's like the new Hitler guy. Why do I want to be associated with that guy?
So then why are they doing it? What's in it for the South Koreans?
I guess they're able to take his finger off of the button for a few minutes.
Yeah, ultimately, it's a weird double-edged sword. You know, we want to kind of get together with these guys, but this guy is evil and bad, so it's each sort of side, you know, saying the same thing. You know, that's the problem. You know, we want to cozy up to him, as Rich says, so we don't get nuked. Maybe we can fix this or get along better. But people are going, no, he's evil and bad. Look what he does to his people. I don't want to be associated with that.
Well, but how do you fix the problem? Is you know, you get the closer you get to him, can you do something about who he is? It really is a perplexing problem because there's a vacuum that's created whenever you bop any of these guys off. I've said many, many times, let's send in the SEALs and get rid of them. So who's his sister apparently is worse than he is.
Well, jeez.
Wow.
So,
is that even possible?
You better make sure you get rid of the whole family at once. A one-stop, get rid of them all.
Apparently, the reason he does his hair the way he does and dresses the way he does and even is the body type that he is, like he keeps his weight there on purpose, is because his grandfather, he looks just like his grandfather, who was extremely popular. And so his whole ploy is to basically have everybody think, oh, Grandpa's back, and he just have them think that he's his grandfather.
Apparently he's inebriated most every night. He smokes 4 packs a day, and, you know, there's just...
Well, maybe he'll just kill himself then. Yeah. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Right. Lucky or not. Okay, next
I wonder if he...
No, go ahead, Joe. You wonder what?
I wonder if he has a food taster. I would think that if I were the United States, the action is, if you are a super spy and you're a CIA kind of person, the action is in Iran and also North Korea. There's where you want to be. Okay?
Well, you want to be close to a McDonald's in North Korea so you can poison the fish burger that he gets.
He's pulling a Trump. In other words, he goes to McDonald's because they don't know you're coming, right?
So well, that reminds me.
McChum sandwiches. How does he eat McChum sandwiches? He smokes 4 packs a day and he drinks every night.
He's got good genes. He's like Donald Trump.
He's going to eliminate himself very quickly. Yeah. You can't
let's talk
like
about
that.
Trump's diet. Trump went to the doctor this week, and apparently he had a dementia test as well, and the dementia doctor says he's well, and the regular doctor says he's well, so he's ready to take on the rest of the world. But his diet reminds me of Bill Clinton's diet, and so if they go out to get that food to bring it in, they don't prepare it in the White House, they go buy it at whatever store. Who's taste testing that? I thought there was a taste tester for everything that the president ate.
I'm sure the Secret Service has some sort of...
What, they probably bite out of the McDonald's hamburger before they give the rest of it to them?
I don't know how it works.
Could you imagine being the president, though? Everything you eat, you have to think twice about it. You know, here, Mr. President, have this big, juicy steak. Come on. You know, I'd be going, I don't know.
Did Chuck Schumer make this?
Exactly. When people call you Hitler all day long, you got to wonder whether somebody at
Chef
some point
Nancy
in the vice
why is Nancy Pelosi in the kitchen?
There you go.
That's right.
Someone's
you know,
in the kitchen with Nancy.
And
someone's
she made
kitchen,
it.
I know. All right, let's get to the... good economic news. Number five this week is a focus on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or basically what's going on. This is another one of these things where people get it all wrong. They think that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is the real indicator of health in the economy, which is about as much bogus BS as you can come up with. The Dow is actually the worst indicator because it only has 30 industrials in it instead of the Standard & Poor, which has 500. There are several other indicators that have thousands of stocks that they're watching, and that's where you really see what's going on. Do they normally have the same sort of the NASDAQ is normally the same or would reflect the same changes as the New York Stock Exchange, but not always. Sometimes the New York Exchange is up, and sometimes the Dow Jones is up, and sometimes the NASDAQ is down. But there's no question that we have a really healthy economy in the sense that people who have money invested in a lot of banks and a lot of hedge funds and a lot of, you know, look at what happened this week. Goldman Sachs, for the first time in decades, was not the number one bank in the world. In fact, it was,
Bank of America?
No, not Bank of America.
I thought Bank of America had a good report this week.
Yeah,
so.
It did. They all have good reports. But yeah. See, we look at this stuff. And we say, oh, isn't that wonderful, the banks? The banks have been screwing, I was about to use the F word. The banks have been screwing customers and shareholder, everybody. I mean, we all think, oh, 2008, look what the banks did. You can go back to before when Carnegie and the Rockefellers and all these people were starting their banks and the mentality of how you think the banks are these big, bright institutions that are responsible for the health of our country. Well, to a part, I suppose they are. But they're really, for the most part, run by greedy, horrible people who will do anything. And you know the old expression about they'd screw their grandmother. This is what happens with these big, huge banks that so command what goes on in the economy. So, you know, they're all the reason that there is so much focus on the crypto and the headlines, crypto collapse, and so that's all driven by the banks because they don't want that stuff to work.
Right.
They're
right.
Advertisers.
They're terrified of it.
Right.
Because anyone can do it, and essentially you don't need the banks to make that kind of money.
The banks are out.
Although
I would make the argument that banks and major corporations, I guarantee you that Exxon, Apple, and major banks are buying Bitcoin because they can move money untraced and not have to pay taxes on it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Yeah.
Guaranteed. 80% of all Bitcoin is owned by major corporations around the world.
I didn't even think about that. That's an interesting point, Richard.
Yeah, it's untraceable.
Yeah, you see what Apple is doing. Is it Apple or Amazon? Apple bringing back $268 billion
in cash. That's a good sign. Right.
Yeah,
that's
circulatory system. Yeah, it is a good sign.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Although, it's funny, you watch on social media, and even though Apple gave everybody in the company was a $2,500 bonus this week, they say because of the tax cuts.
Right.
I mean, social media just attacked Apple. And just because they said they're still greedy, they're not doing it because of the tax cut, they're doing it because they want a tax break. It's all because they want the tax break, it's not because they want to help people.
You believe everything you read in social media, Rich? You believe all the things on front page of the newspaper?
Let me tell you something.
If it's on Facebook, you know it's real.
You could hand gold bars. If Republicans handed gold bars to the poor, people would find a way to make it look bad.
They only gave him one, they didn't give him two.
Right.
All right.
Do you realize how much money that is? That's a lot of money.
But going back to Doug's initial point, though, that using the Dow as some sort of barometer of the health of the economy, I totally agree with that, because the majority of Americans don't even have investments, and they're not tied to Wall Street at all.
They don't have any savings. Yeah. What was the story we had? Most Americans don't have $1,000 to take care of their emergency.
39% of Americans don't have $1,000 in cash for an unplanned emergency.
Right.
They would put it on their
401k. But they have a 401k.
Do you have a 401k, then you're invested there. So
right,
I think it's not quite as simple as that.
You'd be surprised. That's not something that is sort of ubiquitous for people in America.
I won't argue with you about.
But this is separate. This is just saying that 39%, so that 61% of Americans don't have $1,000 in cash for an emergency. That's an alarming statistic. If you really want to talk about the health of the economy, to me, that's mind-blowing.
Hey, Richie.
35% of all American adults have a 401k.
That's Rich. Only 35%, right?
Rich,
yes.
Can you loan me a grand?
I got you covered, man.
46 past the hour of the Talk Radio Review.
Do you take Bitcoin?
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
As current and future college students determine their field of study, many will select a major based on what they are passionate about, as well as which industries have a wealth of job opportunities. They might not know that advancements in science and technology have transformed the agriculture industry and resulted in high job growth across the ag sector. The America's Farmers Grow Ag Leaders Scholarship Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, partners with farmers to award $1,500 scholarships to students looking to pursue their degree in an ag-related field. In 2018, the program will award more than $500,000 in scholarships for students studying a variety of ag-related fields, such as farming, education, agronomy, engineering, data science, communications, and more. Students can find more information on the scholarship program now through February 1st by visiting growagleaders.com. That's growagleaders.com.
All right, so Richie's on my butt because we have now a couple of minutes left, and all that we have time for is a few Trumpisms. I don't know that there's much more. Maybe I'm showing my own bias here. I'm so tired of all the negativism aimed at Trump, I don't want to talk about it. The Trump-Russian probe and the crap hole stuff. And the only thing that's worth a moment or two of our time is the government shutdown. And because this airs over the weekend, who knows what the situation will be come Monday morning. But it's the same. It's really, what's different, Richie?
You know what? Just tell everybody, stop putting that hook in your mouth when the government tells you. CNN had a countdown shutdown clock
CNN did,
on Friday.
Yeah.
15 hours to the countdown, to the shutdown. Please, stop buying the stuff. They aren't going to let it shut down. And if they do, it's not a big deal. Yeah. It's 15% of the government that actually the parks close.
Right. Yeah.
You know what?
You can't pay your taxes,
right? Exactly.
Because there's nobody in the IRS to collect them. That kind of stuff. All right. 10 before the hour. Talk Radio Review.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking at you,
Doug, take two. Movie news time. Chuck Curry is here joining us on the DJV Experience. Dolly Parton. What did we have earlier, Victoria? You're talking about Dolly Parton and the fact that she's gotten the Guinness Book of World Records.
Right, yeah.
For being on the chart for 6 decades. How about
top
that? You didn't even know that, Chuck.
Six decades.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, see? So we give you a bit of information. Now it's time for you to give us some information as to why we're playing the music from 9 to 5.
Dolly Parton's birthday today. And this was a big hit when it came out in the 1980s.
That was a great movie, wasn't it? It was so much fun, those three girls with...
Dabney Coleman's still alive.
Yeah, I think he is. Coleman, I think he is, Richie. Yeah, so it was, and they've all maintained their friendship, it seems to me. I've heard in a number of circumstances where Fonda and Parton and Tomlin have been seen together doing lots of fun things. And wasn't there some discussion about reviving it in some way, shape, or form?
Oh, I could see that movie being remade.
9 to 5, yeah, I think they talked about a remake. Or possibly, I don't know if, I could see it as a remake. I don't know the interest in a sequel, but I guess if they reunited that cast, be a lot of fun.
Nah, but they do a remake. Get yourself Reese Witherspoon or something like that in there.
Well, but why not have the original? That's what people... Whenever there's a remake of something like that, I always want to see... It's like Star Wars.
Not
I want to see the old characters. I want to have them come back to the fore.
Why would you do that?
Why would you go see 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin, and Dabney
Coleman? Well, all three of them are on a high right now. Grace and Frankie, the new season starts tonight. That's season 4. It's a huge hit. They're all super popular right now.
But it's remaking the same thing.
It would have to obviously be a totally different story, but,
Well, the same story. Well, how many Fast and Furious movies have there been?
Yeah, but it's a different story every time.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. It's a different bunch of cars they wreck.
Right, pretty much.
You're comparing Dolly Parton and Vin Diesel?
Right.
There's a couple and a half. Okay. Chucker's going to give us a rundown of the movies that are coming out this weekend and his predictions for what will do well at the box office right after this.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
All right, so Chucker, as we look forward to the third weekend in January, what sort of things? I saw, I think there are a couple of blockbuster action army flicks coming out this weekend, are there?
There's a movie called 12 Strong, which has been heavily promoted. It looks good. And then there's a heist thriller, Den of Thieves, with Gerard Butler. And then there's a love story, Forever My Girl. I don't know if any one of these films is going to be what they call a blockbuster at theaters. Hopefully 12 Strong does... fairly well.
It's a good story. It's supposed to be a true story.
The others do not so much. Yeah.
Isn't it, don't you think it's a true story? Or at least that's the way the trailer promotes it.
I think it's about the first 12 soldiers who went into Iraq after 9/11.
No, they went to Afghanistan. Yeah, they were looking for. And they went on horseback. I think that's part of the story. So when are we going to get a movie about Bitcoin? Don't you think there should be a movie? It comes out about Bitcoin or money, or what's all the crypto stuff. Isn't there something that would capture? There's got to be somebody writing a movie about that, don't you think?
I have no idea.
I'm sure there would be. Yeah, that'd be a good thriller. You know, the world's currency collapses because of Bitcoin.
Right.
Or somebody steals another.
The end of the world.
Right, yeah.
Monetarily. Yeah.
What do you think of this? There's rumors. None of this is confirmed. There's rumors, though, that if Ben Affleck takes a pass on Batman or Warner Brothers doesn't want him to play Batman anymore, that Jake Gyllenhaal is now the front runner to play that role. You think he'd be a good casting?
I don't know. I told you. Didn't I tell you last week that Armie Hammer had been asked about whether he would like to play that role? Didn't I talk to you?
I know a lot of people have talked about Armie Hammer possibly either being Batman or even Superman.
Mm-hmm. Does that work?
Yeah, I think he'd be solid casting.
Yeah, what about but the guy who's playing Superman is okay playing it, isn't he? Doesn't he fit that for a while?
I think so. Yeah, I liked him. I think there's a lot of stories though that Ben Affleck is going to doesn't want to play Batman anymore, or the studio's sour on him. But none of this is confirmed. But there's a lot of stories that have been flying around about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Who would not want to play? It's a guaranteed $20 million paycheck. So who would say no to that? Come on.
I wouldn't.
No, of course not.
Reason. I wouldn't fit into that costume.
Good for you, Rich. 59 past the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.